Welcome to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Straight talk, enthusiastic support, and heartfelt encouragement for you to open up to your sacred sexuality. And now your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Yay, my love. Thank you so much. I am honored and excited to be sharing. This is such a beautiful morning here and feeling what it's like to be in my body and to listen and to slow down and to share. So in this show, we're going to include, as always, there'll be a little time for settling in and meditating, kind of plugging into our bodies. And it includes discussions and education, awareness, things about exploring these facets of sexuality and consciousness that often we don't get a chance to openly explore. It really is about slowing way down with love and respect and honoring our sexuality, which is so often hidden in the shadows or squashed away or misunderstood. So let's begin today with a little bit of settling in and plugging in as we perhaps close our eyes, take a breath. And feel what it's like to notice your body. I invite you to exhale with a little sound. Notice how it feels in your body as you invite sound to vibrate. And then notice what it's like to notice your breath. Feeling how your breath, the field of breath, interacts with your body. When do you notice an inhale versus an exhale? What sensation do you notice that indicates it as such? Maybe there's a coolness at your nostrils or upper lip. Maybe there's an expansion or contraction in your body. Let's take a moment to notice. And then notice dropping your awareness back to feel the center line of your body, the midline. Notice how you relate to midline in one of many, many ways that's possible. And then dropping your awareness down to feel the earth, like, noticing earth as a way to plug in, to ground, to connect. And a sense of, well-being, I got this. It feels okay to be here. Everything's going to be okay. We're all in this together. That sort of sense of well-being and capability is very much connected with our root, the pelvis, the pelvic floor, the root gates, and our capacity to plug back in to the earth, Lover Earth, Mother Earth. So feeling a sense of gratitude for, thank you, allowing me to plug in. And then perhaps holding an intention today of health, healing, and wholeness, new perspectives and new awareness, shedding away some old layers, allowing the naturally authentic you to be in its fullest. And inviting an inhale to sort of feel an yes, more please. Delighting in receiving divine essence, receiving sparkling light, energy, and nourishment. And letting that flood through the body as you feel the connection to earth and to the beyond. And with that breath, a bit of gratitude for taking time for yourself, for being you, for exploring perhaps something new. And with that breath, Then coming back into the space, opening your eyes, and feeling, what's it like to be alive? How exciting. So today's topic, this topic today came from a bit of inspiration recently where I had was working with a client and a question came up, and the question sort of evoked this like weaving together of many explorations that have been a part of my journey into kind of a curious new way. And I've been sitting with that ever since. So I want to invite today's topic is what I'll call kind of like, let's free ourselves from the box. How do I weave my sex energy into my day-to-day life? So in other words, what that means to me is like, so often we think of sex energy as like this thing we need to put in a box and put on a shelf and only bring that out, like in bed, under the covers, at night, with the lights off, with a committed partner, or whatever, that it becomes about this sort of only one way we know. And it becomes about what we call, you know, sort of the overt sex in the bedroom sex. And there's actually, that's delightful sex in the bedroom sex and wonderful, and how beautiful to let ourselves share in that energy. And I think it's really limiting when we try to force our sex energy into a box and put it on a shelf. What's it like instead to start to shift our awareness of, and maybe the way we relate to, our sexual energy? And that's what I want to offer today in this answer. So today's topic, how do I weave my sex energy into my day-to-day life? A question that was recently posed to me. And I call it again, let's free ourselves from the box, from that I must cram my sex energy in a box and put it on a shelf. So a couple of points come through on this. As we look at that, you know, kind of cramming it into a box, what can happen then around sex energy is it gets really patterned, and it gets patterned into a place of either, oh, you know, I can only do that in these certain cases, or there's guilt and shame, or it sort of like bursts out at the seams and becomes perhaps an addictive thing. And addiction isn't just, wow, I really like sex and I like it a lot. Like, that's not necessarily an awful thing. That's a really beautiful thing. But what addiction is when something's, you know, we feel ourselves in a pattern of repetitive over and over and over again, and we feel like we don't have a choice. We can't stop. That can show up in many different things, and it can show up with our sexual energy as well. So what I'm talking about isn't that, oh, it becomes this addictive, it's everywhere around me and I'm constantly in it in this non-choice kind of way. That's not what I'm suggesting when I say let's free it from the box. What I am suggesting is like being presencing with it in a new way. And let's explore that a little bit. I really want to explore that it's about being with our sexual energy and trusting it. And to me, that's about a balance of two facets. And these two facets that we've explored before on this program is what I call sex drive and sex ah. So far, those are the words I have for it. Sex drive and sex awe. And what's it like to find the balance of the two and dance in the spectrum of the two? And if you recall, when we've talked about this before, at a high level, what I mean by that is sex drive is that drive, that libido, the horniness, the intensity of the charge of sexual energy that comes in, that for some and many times what we see in our traditional educational systems is that's the only way sex is talked about, that, oh yeah, it's all about libido, it's all about charge. And so, you know, as we see in our medical community and things like that, when things go awry, it's all a question of, well, how's your sex drive? You know, is the drive high or low? And there's no look at often the other side of it, that libido and charge is only part of that equation. And granted, a juicy piece of it, but it's not the only piece. And so I want to invite that there's also this quality of sex ah, that our sexual energy, that to relax into, open, and allow ourselves to relate with the ecstatic currents that are around us all the time, is absolutely a part of exploring our sexual energy. So it's not only about drive and charge and push. It's also about open, relax, surrender, and allow. And that's something that I think is important at a high level regardless. And now I want to take it to answer this question. So to me, you know, as we're answering the question of how do I weave my sex energy into my day-to-day life, you know, how do we explore that question? Let's start with the sex drive. So that sexual charge we often associate with sex is, so say it shows up like, ooh, I have this juiciness. It's feeling really good. What's it like to trust it and to meet it? Allow ourselves to be present with our sexual charge and energy. What can happen if we feel a sex charge come in is if it's not in that sort of situation that we put in the box, right? So say I'm not in bed with my partner or, you know, in self-pleasure or whatever that looks like. Say I'm not in that situation, then we feel a sex charge and we think we have to do something with it or that we have to shove it away. And I want to invite, well, wait, what's it like to just notice it, let it be present, meet it, and start to widen our awareness of allowing it to flow through the body in a wider way. What can show up with our sex charge is it gets all built up in our genitals. And again, that's not a bad thing. It's a really lovely thing. And when we're in a place where we want to make a choice with genital charge, great. That just isn't always the case. And so we don't have to shove at our sex energy if it shows up in those cases. We don't have to shove it away or turn it off. But we can, delight in meeting it, inquiring with it. What's it like to be with charge, this energy? And I'll invite a couple of practical things. So as we explored this question together, this person and I, one of the things that came up was she went, oh, you know, you're giving me ideas. And so that's what I want to offer. Here are some ideas of how do I meet that? And maybe it's when I do make a choice to work with it more overtly, I can play with it in a conscious way. So say I'm feeling a charge and I'm in self-pleasure. And now I let it build. And maybe I'm, you know, masturbating, I'm playing with various facets of touch or energy or breath, sound, movement, all these ways we may work with energy in the body. Now, let's say where that energy is really building. And maybe we can be present with our bodies and ourselves when we're in a cool state. Maybe we actually have a meditation practice or another mindful practice where, wow, I can really notice this moment right now. But imagine, how difficult is that to bring that mindful presencing into the spiral of the deep territory of our sexual energy? Often that's where it gets really crazy. Our sex energy, I remember a teacher talking about it once saying, it's like ping pong balls under the water and you're trying to hold them down. And because it can get kind of that out of control, joyous, carry you away feeling. And that's beautiful as well. What's it like to bring our presencing and our awareness to it as that starts to charge up? And this takes practice. And a couple of ways to practice that I'll offer are in self-play to start to notice your body as sexual energy builds and blooms. What shows up? What does your face feel like? How are the muscles in your face responding to the sexual energy? Do you notice how your body, your shoulders, your neck, your back, buttocks, and thighs, how are they all responding as you're in pleasure and touch? And if you notice that suddenly the face is getting all crunched up and your eyes are squinting closed and you're in kind of this tight upward energy and you feel this gripping around your jaw and your sounds you're making are kind of a tense, hard sound because you're trying not really to make sound because for whatever reason. And so now there's this tightness and you feel all this bind up in your face. What if, instead of that binding in your face and across the brow and down the cheeks, can you soften that? Just as an exploration, soften it, open your eyes, look around the room, turn your head from side to side, look at the wall that you're maybe in a room with. Gaze across the room of the space you're in. You know, and I'm inviting, this is like, as in this example, this is in a private space, you're in self-touch, you're in a safe space, feels really good to be who you are. And notice, are there old patterns coming in that says you're supposed to be keeping quiet? Maybe hurry up and clean up before mom finds out. That old pattern that shows up for me, or used to, until I watched it. But notice these patterns. So there's ways that our body patterns, and it's different for everyone. So whether this resonates or not, the point that I'm making is notice your experience in your body. It may look like that, or it may look like something else, and witness it. So that you're starting to witness and really notice, how am I responding when sexual energy moves in my body? And see what is in your pattern. And that's, frankly, that's where it all begins. If we can notice what emerges as we meet sexual energy, then we have a shot of actually making a conscious shift with it if we choose to. We may not choose to. Great. That's awesome too. So the practical thing here on this first piece we're talking about within sex drive is let ourselves trust and meet that energy. So maybe we're in self-pleasure, we're letting it build, and we're now meeting it and noticing it and noticing how our body's responding. And if my face is all crunched up in a tight ball and I'm making these hard sounds that can sound scary, and I had an aha moment of this when I scared my daughter once, who thought I was being hurt as I was in sexual energy, and she heard it from across the room or across the house. And it scared her. She didn't know. She thought somebody was hurting me. And we were able to luckily talk about and meet that and hopefully demystify it. But the point is, that woke me up that day to go, God, I really did sound like I was hurting, you know, and to have the conversation with my young daughter around, no, mommy wasn't hurting. Mommy was feeling really good, but going and hearing like, but you sounded like you were in pain, and thinking, well, gosh, you're right. I did sound that way. So letting myself start to meet that and notice it and shift it so that, you know, from then I was able to start to soften, like, oh, how could I meet this differently? How could I rest into and feel my energy in a different way? And as I did, what I started to notice were things would start to unwind. Like these old patterns that came in, one of them, and I've shared the story before about sort of the oh no, mom's going to walk in kind of feeling as I'm in masturbation, and I haven't lived with my mom in 20 some years and she lives across the country, and the ridiculousness of it really made me see it quite quickly, where I went, oh, that's an old pattern. I don't need to carry that anymore. I'm allowed to feel good and feel delightful and feel pleasure. So this, to me, is one of the first pieces of how can I start to really let my sexual energy weave into my life. Is let's, when we are in that overt drive place and we are choosing to work with it, let's meet it. What's it have to say? How's it informing my body? How is my body responding? What am I noticing? As I'm noticing it, are there things that I might want to shift or hold or meet or inquire into? It's hard enough to bring presencing and witness space and conscious mindful awareness into our cool state practice in life. You know, something like a mindfulness practice or meditation. I know many people and work with many people who have such a hard time even with that, let alone bringing that type of presencing of awareness of energy into the deep territory of the spiral of our sexual energy. So it's a practice. Practice it. Play with it. Inquire in it. And as I'll offer the second piece to that is, as I started to notice my body, so first it's noticing my body, then can I also, as I'm opening my eyes and looking around the room, can I widen my awareness, the place from within my body from which I am noticing things? You know, where does my awareness reside? Can I widen that to notice that I'm much bigger than this physical form? I'm an infinite being in finite form. So I can start to widen that awareness of myself as an energy being, as a light being, wider into the world around me that is me. But now how can I in that width, stay present, not only stay present with again, the cool state place of like just noticing. So that's the first exercise, or mindfulness practices and meditation and being in nature and widening what I call shamanic awareness, really letting ourselves widen our awareness from that single pointy place, maybe in the front of our brain, back further into the center of our body and brain, and then wide from there, so that I'm noticing all at once as this loving space with a radius around my physical form. Like, that is my being. Can I witness from there? So that practice alone takes practice, even in a gentle, cool state, maybe walking in nature. What's it like to bring that same widening awareness presence, that shamanic perception, into, again, our sexual energy? So here, again, another practical idea. Maybe as you're letting yourself walk in nature, letting that awareness widen, maybe starting to open to energy, which we'll talk about in a minute, and then letting through your sexual energy starting to open, also widening your awareness in it. And we'll come to that in a minute. So those are a first kind of exploration of this question of how do I weave my sexual energy into my day-to-day life? And what we're exploring here are kind of two facets to this. One is what I call sex drive, which we've been talking about. And the other, which we're going to get to next, is what I call sex awe. And I want to take a moment for a short break as we relax into being here in our bodies with this answer and exploring this answer. This is an open inquiry. Like, what is it for you? And as we do, let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
You are listening live to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Today is Tuesday, April 19th, 2016, and you are listening to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you'd like to talk with Leslie live on the air, give us a call at 646-378-0378. That number again is 646-378-0378. Now back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Yay, my sweetie. I love you. It's so beautiful. So we're continuing with this question of freeing from the box. How do I weave my sex energy into my day-to-day life? And we just explored one of the two facets I want to invite today, and that is sex drive. Now let's explore what I mean by sex awe. And sex awe, for me, is the way I've been most recently describing this balance to the currents of sex drive. So our sex awe is that sense of, can I open and surrender and allow myself to witness and be with the ecstatic currents of the planet, of my body, in my body, around me all the time? That the nature of our sex energy is not just that driven thing that shows up maybe sometimes genitally. And it is also that ecstatic vibrancy of current, of flow, of energy that we can invite our body to open to and receive. That these ecstatic currents are around us all the time. They're the nature of what I'll call Shakti energy, or this energy of the earth that we can open and allow and invite into our bodies to open and charge and bring juice. And we can breathe and dance with that energy. We can allow it to move into the body and listen to what does it have to say? How can we meet it? How can we be purified by that and explore allowing the sensory experience of pleasure and bliss to meet and move through our bodies in, again, whether we're in our overt sexual energy and sort of sex in the bedroom kind of way, or simply walking around you know, in our day-to-day lives. And that's the question we're exploring today. How can I weave this in? How can I invite or meet my sexual energy in my day-to-day life? It doesn't have to be just about shoving it away or putting it in a box on a shelf. And the best way I can describe this in my own personal experience is also in one of my beautiful teachers, Leola Antara, and her website, Kundalini Dance. Her practice of inviting ecstatic dance, an ecstatic dance opening awareness into the body, and how we can, through dance and breath and sound, so this movement practice of really inviting and our practice of spiritual, prayer of like intentionality that, hey, I want to meet this energy. Can I, and to call for it, like, beloved Mother Earth, may help me to connect my body to yours. Help me to connect my womb to your womb. Help me connect my creative center to the deep center of your body of the earth. And help me to feel, help to light me up. Help me to open to those ecstatic currents that are, yes, there. Oh, right around me, always as me. To me, it's that opening to love, that we are love, as love, all the time, and letting ourselves trust that. And part of that trusting of that, for me, gosh, that's been hard. And part of the trusting was asking for help in the trusting. So asking Divine Source, like, please help me to trust to receive your love, to help me to receive that golden sparkly light of divine, of above, of sacred masculine that balances with the sacred divine feminine of the earth. And oh, they both come into my body and swirl and open to possibility and invite me to see things and look deeply within and maybe illuminate some facet that's been holding on that maybe it's time to let go of. Or maybe it just moves through the body in this ecstatic bliss, pleasure, and I have then moments, minutes, hours of ecstatic, vibratory experience of being with the energy. And for me, this is really, really foreign territory, like, or recently familiar. It was foreign for so long that I wouldn't have even been able to understand it being talked about. And so I want to affirm, like, when I'm talking about opening to this, this is real and available. And even, yes, me, the me that was tight-ass me, that me of type A overachiever control freak self that was bound and planning and driving my way through life and figuring that I had to take control of it because if I didn't, then it wasn't going to get done. And that part of me that cracked wide open with the spiritual awakening and said, you don't have to force your way through like this. That part of me definitely didn't trust it. And that part of me is, recovering. I'm a recovering control freak. I'm a recovering tight ass. And the beauty is it's real and it's possible. And as I say that, it's also not to beat myself up. Like, okay, so for all those years that I was in that tighter place, hey, great. It was of service. It helped me see that I was powerful and strong and I really could do anything I put my mind to. That's not a bad thing. That was really supported me in my confidence and capability. And to see that I could also let go and trust, pretty amazing. So letting myself dance in whatever comes up as I talk about all this, there are no exact right or wrong answers. It's not like this inquiry comes to me as this client and I are talking and I just say, oh yeah, here's the exact answer and great, run with it. No, what it does is it opens inquiry. And, this inquiry, you're hearing my points of view on it now. You may have different ones. Let yourself feel that. And notice. Like, to me, that's what it comes back to, is letting ourselves notice. So these two facets, as we're meeting this inquiry of how do I weave my sex energy into my day-to-day life, to me, it's about the balance of sex drive and sex awe. And as we've been exploring sex awe right now, it's that, wow, it's not just that genitally driven, pointy experience of charge of being horny or what we call libido. Like, it's that, yes. And it's also, can I relax and open and allow myself to Receive the currents of ecstasy and pleasure through my body and meet them and dance with them and explore with them and let them come in and illuminate, maybe meet some inquiry in a dark place. Maybe there's a part of my body that felt a little numb or tight or shielded. Maybe through that meeting, something can be revealed. And to be clear, that's an emotionally charged place. Like when I've done this work, which I have much in my path, have I met my body through many, many facets, and ecstatic dance being one of those, that it's not just smiley and pretty and fluffy and rainbows and unicorns. Like that ecstatic current, when we make that call, like, beloved mother, help me to feel my energy. Help me to feel. Help me to connect my womb to you. Help me to plug in. And we open to that and really, truly open to that. We get help to see that. Help me to feel what I need to witness right now. What is it that I need to see? And that can be some deep, dark territory. But the beauty of it is we're only going to meet what we're available to meet, what we're resourced and able to meet. It's really a sweet experience of going, I'm allowed to feel. It's okay. There's some grief coming up from this. Wow, I'm holding some sadness here in my body. What? Can I meet that sadness? Can I let it wave through me as an experience energy that is like finding its way out? Or do I stay swirled in it and swallowed up? And that's a choice. We don't have to stay swirled in it or swallowed up, but we also don't have to shove it away. And this gets to a theme that I want to bring in that I find is really important as we're working with all these topics. And that is meeting life with curiosity instead of fear. I want to invite them to say it again. What's it like to meet life with curiosity instead of fear? What's it like to meet our own body with curiosity and wonder and play and awe instead of fear, instead of like disdain, instead of I don't want it this way, I wish it were different? What's it like instead to meet our bodies with curiosity and play and wonder and awe? How beautiful is that when we can meet ourselves with that type of openness? I'm not saying it's easy, but it is certainly straightforward. What's it like to change our pattern and meet our body with curiosity? And that's what I invite. And that's what all of this is set up around. When we are afraid or meeting our body with fear, or walking out into the land and meeting the world with fear, meeting and relating to people on the street with fear, then it sets up a pattern. And we've patterned this fear into our society and our planet in many, many ways. I won't go into all of those right now. But let me say this. There was a story brought to my awareness, and I was reading a book, and to be honest, I can't remember which one it was, but it was a Westerner who was working with a shaman, indigenous culture, and really starting to immerse. And when what they wrote about was in their learning and in that path, they noticed, like, wait a minute. When I watch my teacher, this shaman, walk into the jungles, I see this beautiful balance of interaction. The jungle and the shaman are one. They are interacting and being in that one place. When I walk, the Westerner speaking, right? When I walk into the jungle, the whole darn place starts to light up on full alert. You know, birds are squawking and all of this is happening. It's like the jungle is saying, hey, alert, alert, there's something coming in. And what they learned was, what they felt and experienced was that there was so much fear. I believe the shaman even said this. The Westerners carry so much fear in their fields, in their body, that when they walk into this space, the creatures, the nature, they feel that. And so they respond to it. So what's it like to go, okay, I just acknowledge I got a lot of fear hanging on. And we do. I do. But that there's layers of letting fears drop away. And part of letting those layers of fear drop away is, how can I create the container so that I feel safe, so I can let some of that fear drop away. And that comes back to topics we've talked about many, many times before. So meeting life and my body with curiosity instead of fear, this is something that I've explored quite a bit of in various ways. So I want to share a story of that. Because as we can let go of some of those layers of fear, and this is not just a to-do list item. So for my type A control freak self that wants to plan it out and just put it on the to-do list, okay, well, I'll give up some fear today. It's not exactly an overt to-do list item. It's not an analytical thing. Letting this space happen is that quality of surrendering and opening and allowing, and that when we're trying to let go, we're not letting go. You know, so it's back to that. This isn't an overt thing, but we can start to meet and notice what's it like to notice our body, what's it like to notice energy, and when we can meet it from a different direction, meet it with curiosity instead of fear, things can start to change. It certainly did for me. So let me describe a story of that. That is, I have changed my life as a, you know, me, my journey being one of corporate heteronormative for many, many decades, and then having spiritual awakening, opening my eyes to seeing that life didn't need to be the way that I was forcing it to be, and I could create something different and allow something different, and that started to emerge. As that emerged, my reconnection with nature and earth became one of my staples of paths all about, the path of self-awareness, the path of sacred sexuality, that letting myself notice and be really was being supported by, could I let myself relax and be in nature again? And I had really pulled away from that for many years. So I carved away where I spend a day on the land for many, many years now. And in that process, it wasn't really something I set out to trying to do. But what I've noticed over the years now in that process is a shift in the fear field around me. So, you know, it used to be I'd walk out there and as I'm walking in, you'd hear the squirrels scutter away and you'd hear the birds start to do the calls of, you know, danger, danger, there's somebody in the area, you know, and the chipmunks sending off warning cries and whatever. And okay, that was just what I thought was normal. Well, it started to change. And this one time here recently in the past few months illustrates it. I walked out on the land and did, you know, prayer offering to spirit and just settled in and started to walk in, and I have a little bit of a rhythm of how I spiral in with the land and check in at this tree. And there's this really large tree in the space that I go, and I kind of settle in at the tree, merge and plug in. And as I did, before I even got to the tree, I noticed there were at least three, maybe four deer off in the short distance away from me. And I noticed them, and I'm like, oh, very cool. And they looked at me and they noticed me. And while in the past, if I noticed deer, I might either have scared them off before I even noticed them, or scared them into running before I even noticed them, which was probably the most common early on. Or I might have said, oh my gosh, there's deer, I need to freeze. Like, oh, be really quiet. You know, don't move. And so then I'd watch them, you know, or whatever, from this sort of frozen place. And now what I'd been doing was going, like, I'm this creature in nature just as much as they're a creature in nature. And can I just relax into being me without freezing? Just relax into being me and open this field of, like, playful curiosity. And that's what I did. I just was like, I'm not going to freeze, but I'm also not going to run, or I'm not going to, you know, try to scare them off or anything, but I can just meet them. And I intentionally held this. I saw the deer. I'm like, ooh, I'm curious. Are you curious? Would you like to play? And I may have even said it out loud, but I certainly intended it with my energetic thought. And as I did, and I'm looking in the eyes of this one in particular starts to walk towards me. And in a little bit of a spiral in this, like the deer's like, okay, I'll come towards you, but I'm going to take my time. So it's in this sort of gradually decreasing radius that it starts walking towards me in a, and I'm like, wow, this is so beautiful. And I'm just breathing and allowing myself to be in my energy and opening to the ecstatic current. So allowing some of that charge of sexual energy or ecstatic energy that's just with the land, just breathing that and being with it and not freezing or you know, getting myself all like still in a frozen way. And the deer got closer, and actually a chickadee came in, which we'll share. I'll share that story in a moment, perhaps. And as the deer got a little closer, there was just one slight moment in my field where I realized this deer is really coming closer. Like I really held open this space and this deer is coming closer. How cool. And then I went, what if it gets too close? And there was just a tinge of, oh no, as if this, and this little fear ripple, and it was mild, but it was there. And sure enough, the deer kind of stopped. And I went, oh, I thought to myself, wow, I think you felt that. And the deer kind of stopped and then turned around shortly after that and kind of walked away. And there was a part of me that was like, oh, I missed getting to play with the deer. And then I thought, no, this was perfect just as it was. And what it brought to mind was that when I talk about letting ourselves be in curiosity and really meet our life and our body and relate with curiosity instead of fear, it's not something we can just turn on or off. We can't just say, okay, I don't have fear. I don't have fear, right? And then we're clenching from it. Okay, I don't have fear. That thing standing right next to me, I don't have fear. Well, guess what? You do. But that there are layers. And for me, what I noticed was a lot of layers had let go and one little blip came in. And that was okay. That was what was for that day. And to grasp at it any differently just wasn't the point, and also wouldn't have helped anyway. So what I'm trying to underscore with that story is that there are layers. There are layers of our own body and our how we've met experience in the world and what we carry as a result of that. They aren't bad things. They're just things. So letting ourselves just meet that, like, oh, I'm noticing this rise up. Okay. Well, if we start judging it and labeling it as, well, I shouldn't have this fear. I shouldn't have this thing, this block or this whatever, then we're missing the point of the inquiry. You know, we're missing that, wow, maybe that was held in that way because that's exactly what our body needed to feel safe for all these years. And now maybe it has an opportunity to unwind a little bit. So this to me is, we can take that essence of, can I meet my body and meet life and experience and meet nature and meet the energies around me with curiosity instead of fear? Can I do that with my sexual energy? Can I do that with my energy in nature? So a great way to practice this, we talked about some practical ideas before. Here's one more. Literally, when I am on the land, I spend days on the land where I'm just going out and I'm in an area, no one else is around. It's just me and the world, the river and the trees and the squirrels and the deer and the chickadees. And I realize as I could let myself relax and open to those ecstatic currents and even let charge show up, that I could meet that charge and I could dance with it and run with it. And so now I could literally run sexual energy in my body, in nature, but in a way where I've been meeting it. Like, can I gently meet this? Can I let it move through my body? Can I invite the possibility of an orgasm to maybe course its way, you know, blink its eyes open into my awareness and go, really? It could be here? And have that sparkly nature of like meeting it instead of going, oh, I need to hide. I shouldn't be doing this in nature, you know, and then hiding it and contracting down around it. Instead, like, no, I can breathe and feel and sound and move and let these currents move through my body and absolutely stay wide into letting go, even into orgasmic experiences, right outside in full relating with the world around me, with nature. And that, again, takes practice, because for me, it would show up as this genital pointy thing that, oh no, I'm doing something wrong or bad. And so then I would shut it down or be fearful of it, or it would become sort of this, you know, well, that's the forbidden sort of giggly joy. And okay, it's like all of those are wonderful as well, and whatever way you want to play with it. But for me, it was really about letting go of it being in those contracted places, even the forbidden joy kind of thing, instead being the wide, soft, like present, like I'm okay to be alive, and I'm a being that is opening to the ecstatic currents of reality all around me. Like, that's awesome. Who said that's a bad thing? And repatterning that. So that's what I want to invite, like play with it, you know, take a breath, open your body, invite the currents of possibility to move through, settling into your pelvic floor and your root gates, and softening to feel what's it like to feel and to notice. So these practices of breath and sound and movement and touch, ecstatic dance, practices that I've shared. My video casts have many of these foundational practices that I'm talking about, literally where I've guided, here are some things to explore and try. So I invite you to see these videos that are at my website and my YouTube channel. And my website being mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, and the YouTube channel you can get to from there, and the playlists for video casts. Those are all ways to start to take some of these practices, now bring them out and let yourself trust being in the energy. And to underscore, this is a life practice. Like if we're just talking about it, or it becomes this, well, I just want to do this one thing, like we're missing the richness of meeting all of these layers of experience that our body holds and really letting them be seen. And have it be a life practice, not just cherry picking. Well, I'm going to do this thing because that I want to do that, but I'm not going to really listen. I'm just going to do this other thing, but I'm not going to listen to my body, and I'm just going to, you know, pick one thing at a time, and you know, one step at a time, sure. But really letting yourself go. Am I willing to commit to me as a person, as an authentic being, to really see me, and to remember who I am and why I'm here, and that. Part of that is opening to this birthright of pleasure and energy of being authentically you. To me, that is the very nature of what connecting with our sacred sexuality is all about, no matter how we choose to share and work with our sexual energy. It is about being authentically who we are. And we may feel that energy and work with it in many ways. Maybe that's in sacred celibacy, sacred polyamory, sacred monogamy, even feeling life energy and not calling it sex energy, not feeling it as sexual energy and being asexual, like fabulous. All of those are important and valid and beautiful. What's it like to simply notice and listen? So with that, I'm going to take another short break and we'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you for joining us today. You are listening live to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you'd like to contact Leslie, please visit mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, where you can find all of her contact information and where you can contact her for speaking engagements or for private sessions. The website also has the full event schedule, radio and video archives, the mailing list, sign up, and more. Announcing that the folks at the Great Lakes Energy Exchange are hosting Leslie to teach a tantric energy workshop in Northern Ohio on June 11th to the 12th. Sign up now, there's still room, and it's being offered at a super reasonable cost. See the website event calendar for a link to the website for more details. The Tantric Energy Touch Workshop is available on CD. Have you ever wanted to attend a class but were a little nervous about the group setting? Explore a live tantric energy touch class in the comfort of your home with a partner or by yourself with this audio CD. Order online at the website. Are you curious about Mystery School of the Temple Arts offerings but not sure where to start? Join us at a temple community gathering. The next one is Sunday, May 15th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is a regular gathering for seekers at Mystery School of the Temple Arts, getting a chance to connect and discuss openly on sexuality, tantra, consciousness, spirituality, and more. After an opening meditation, we hold a sacred circle, creating a safe space to share and ask questions on intimate topics you didn't think you could talk about. Such a beautiful group forms each time, and I love seeing how Spirit guides us together. The gathering is free of charge. Donations to support the temple are welcome and not required. Please email Leslie to RSVP and for location details. Mystery School of the Temple Arts is a private temple studio in the Dearborn, Detroit area of Michigan. The best way to get announcements about upcoming events, as well as inspirational stories, videos, and radio show archives, is to subscribe to the email newsletter by clicking on the link available under Contact at the website. Also announcing Leslie's new monthly Sacred Sexuality of Videocast. You choose your level of involvement, whether you want to be a part of the conversation live or sit back and take it in. See details at the website under Event Calendar to join in. The next one is Wednesday, May 4th at 10 a.m. Eastern. And reminder that Leslie is available for speaking engagements and for private sessions. More information at the website. And now, back to your host, my love, Leslie Blackburn.
My love. It's so beautiful to share this with you.
Yay, I love you.
Yay, and it's so beautiful to share with all of you listening, whether it's listening now live and listening in the podcast series on the archives afterwards. Really beautiful to explore together and to hold the space together and know that you get to feel the same connection with these possibilities, whether you're listening live or in the recordings. It's all still there. And now we're going to take a few breaths to settle in and maybe take a moment to notice. Feel your body for a moment. Witness what you're experiencing as you breathe. Notice a part of your body that's having a little conversation with you. Is there a place that is particularly vocal? When my body's vocal, sometimes it's, wow, I'm feeling a little pain here or discomfort or a little tightness. I make a shift so that that doesn't have to continue. Might be my knee. Do a little shift now. And when I can find a space of ease, I listen again. Maybe there's a place that goes, oh yeah. And I feel soft and wide and warm. I've noticed as I feel and sink into my body and really plug into the earth that my womb space starts to soften and open. And there's a warm glow. And then when I'm really speaking from that space, from this deep space of my body, where my body feels seen and heard, then that's when I know I'm aligned. Like when I'm plugged in and in that place and feeling that warmth and the glow, that's when it feels like I'm speaking my truth. That's when it feels like I'm most aligned with my authenticity and doing my best to hear the channel moving through me of divine guidance, of whatever may be moving through me. And I notice that when that feels like it's tightened or lifted or a little more neutral or even cold or dull, that's a time to slow down and to make a shift, to maybe open to more clarity. So with that, I invite you to feel into your body on what's emerging today without judging, but simply with playful curiosity. Hi, body. How are you doing today? What do you notice? Is there a place that's sparkling? Is there a place that's fluttering with aliveness? Is there a place that feels softer or warmer? And just witness that and let it be heard. And then give yourself a little wiggle, a little breath of gratitude, a happy wiggle to say, you know what? I'm slowing down and noticing it. And that is all. That is all. As I meet my body with playful curiosity, the rest will be revealed. Taking a breath of gratitude for yourself for taking that time for you. Allowing yourself to take this energy with you into your day in the way that you choose. Letting go of some layer that doesn't serve. What no longer serves? What limiting belief can you let go of? Allowing yourself to take the inquiry of what am I noticing in my body? Taking that inquiry into your day. Breath of gratitude. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us today for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you'd like to contact Leslie, please visit her website, mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. Leslie is available for private sessions, and you can find out more information again at the website, www.mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and have a beautiful day.
Join us again next time for continued support on your path of self-realization. The power is within you to heal your body, connect deeply with others, manifest your heart's desires, and experience your deepest bliss. By our healing, we impact others, inspiring love for humanity and the planet. Thank you for joining us for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn.